From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Another debt ceiling crisis could be looming by the end of the year. NPR's David Wellness says House Speaker John Boehner vows to insist on spending cuts before agreeing to another increase in the nation's debt ceiling.
Shortly after Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner warned that the debt ceiling will have to be raised again, possibly by year's end, House Speaker John Boehner declared such an increase would have to be matched by spending cuts.
Allowing the debt ceiling to go up without addressing our fiscal challenge would be the most irresponsible thing that I could do.
But number two House Democrat Steny Hoyer warned against another debt ceiling showdown.
Increasingly, we're going to undermine the confidence in the United States by continuing this game on the debt limit. We've incurred the debts. We need to pay the debts.
Hoyer said more revenues from taxes are needed as well. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney has told voters in Iowa that he will lead the nation out of debt. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
Romney made the remarks at a packed conference room in a downtown Des Moines hotel. Below a banner that read, "Cut the spending," Romney said his experience in the private sector is just what the U.S. needs to get out of its massive debt.
Right now, the federal government spends about a quarter of the entire economy. I want to bring that down to 20% of the economy within 4 years. So by the end of my first term, we've dramatically scaled back the intrusiveness and the size and borrowing of the federal government.
Romney focused solely on economic issues in his speech. This was his first stop in Iowa since rising to the top of the many GOP nominee contenders. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
Mitt Romney has another victory under his belt, this time in Nebraska. The state's 32 delegates, however, won't be allocated until the party's convention in mid-July. Nebraska Democrat Bob Kerry has easily won his party's nomination for a chance to return to the U.S. Senate. Kerry will face Republican State Senator Deb Fischer in the race for a seat being vacated by retiring two-term Democrat Ben Nelson. Former trainer Brian McNamee testified again Tuesday at the Roger Clemens perjury trial in Washington. NPR's Nina Totenberg says the prosecution spent much of its time trying to head off potential lines of attack against the witness.
McNamee struggled to explain why he held on to the cotton balls and needles that allegedly prove Clemens' use of performance-enhancing drugs. McNamee claimed it was to keep his wife off his back, to keep peace at home. He admitted to not coming completely clean in his initial testimony to federal authorities and then embellishing his cooperation when he talked to Clemens. In the end, he said, cooperation was his only option. It killed me. It destroyed me. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The central Arizona mining town of Crown King is under an evacuation order because of a 1,700-acre wildfire burning out of control. The blaze has already destroyed at least three structures since it broke out. It is being fueled by 35-mile-per-hour winds. It apparently started out as a smaller fire on private property. A powerful bomb attached to an armored SUV on a busy street has killed two people and injured more than 30 others in Colombia. NPR's Juan Ferrero in Bogota says the target was a passenger in the vehicle, a former interior minister.
The attack was rare for Colombia, which has become safer after a long U.S.-backed security campaign against rebels and drug traffickers. But chaos came to the heart of Bogota in the middle of the day. An assailant dressed in disguise attached a bomb to the vehicle carrying former minister Fernando Londoño. It was then set off by remote control. Londoño's driver and a bodyguard were killed, but he walked away, bleeding and shaken but out of danger. The blast destroyed a bus next to Londoño's car. It was unclear who was responsible, but Londoño is an arch-conservative who frequently criticizes the country's FARC guerrillas and opposes peace talks with them. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
A Florida law allowing citizens to use deadly force if they feel harm is again in the spotlight, this time in Jacksonville. A judge there rejected the stand-your-ground defense in the case of a woman who fired a gun in the direction of her allegedly abusive husband. Marissa Alexander's spouse was not harmed, but she was sentenced last week to a mandatory 20 years in prison. The judge says she could have fled the scene. This is NPR News in Washington.